Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Barbara Burke is our guest, folks. She's an internationally known consultant, speaker, and author. She specializes in people. I like that. And especially in people helping other people, as in customer care, customer service. And that's the what she believes is that exceptional customer service is only possible when your people feel like they're valued and engaged. And so that's what she does for a living. Her book is called The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey. And we're going to get her to explain herself right now. Barbara Burke, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. One of the things that you talk about in your book, and the book is a parable, right? We need to point that out.
Right.
And so it's about some people, especially one young lady, right?
Exactly.
Tell us about Olivia.
Well, Olivia is a new service rep, and she's gotten this job as a customer service representative for her local utility company, Mighty Power.
She takes phone calls.
So she takes complaint calls, and you know, every call is a potential landmine. You know, you never know when someone's going to be angry at you. And so she gets this new job, and she's okay until one day she has so many angry customers. She loses emotional control, and the rest of the story is about the advice that she receives from the resident wise woman, Isabel.
Is the only wise people in this book women, Barbara? Has anybody else ever asked you that, Barbara?
You know, no.
Leave it to me to come up with.
You know, Jim, it's just so obvious.
To some, it might be. I mean, you could have thrown us a bone. I mean, she could have had a guy partner or something. You know, that could have thrown in a couple of things. You know, like when to change the oil and things like that. You know, you could have.
She has a great husband, though.
Oh, good. Okay.
Great
All right.
Husband.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel much better now, Barbara. Let's talk about the things that are challenging Olivia, and folks, as you hear Barbara talk about this, you might see yourself, you might see people who work with you, you might see people who work for you, you're certainly going to see your customers. What are the challenges Olivia's having, and how is the wisdom manifesting?
You know, the reason that I wrote the book as a consultant working with customer service is really the key idea behind the entire book, which is, you know, there's so much anger and stress that comes our way during the day that it can be debilitating,
and more recently, Barbara, a lot of fear.
Absolutely,
Fear and anxiety in the last
fear
couple
and anxiety.
Of years.
And what the main idea behind the book is this idea about mindfulness, about being able to stop and observe situations clearly and not get freaked out.
Mindfulness. I like that term.
Well, it's an ancient term.
It sounds like it's about being in control.
It's about being in emotional control, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Not controlling other people, but controlling yourself.
That is absolutely true. You know, there's nothing we can do about much of what happens to us in life. And certainly we have no control over the behavior of other people, but we do have control over our reaction. And what the main character learns from this wise woman is this four-step formula that allows her to step back and observe situations clearly. And instead of getting angry back at customers who are angry at her, she implements this really simple four-step formula. And it's called SODA.
Right.
And that stands for stop, observe the situation for what it is, realizing it's not about you, and then decide how you're going to react to that, and then act with confidence. So stop, observe, decide, and act.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main idea behind the book. And really, you know, it's a modern way of talking about mindfulness.
You know, Barbara, as you're saying all this, I think about over the years, I've seen, there's a, What was the character that I saw once that had had big buttons all over the coat? And I've seen women with sweaters with little buttons, you know, all over them. They were, you know, very cute little outfit, you know, with all the buttons. And I'm thinking about all the people who walk around with their buttons showing. You know, those buttons that get pressed.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, we all walk around. We've all got our buttons, don't we?
We sure do.
And sometimes we stick them under people's noses and dare them to push them. Sometimes we just make them where anybody could bump if they could just accidentally bump up against us. We, you know, one of the buttons goes off, and we need to learn how to manage our buttons better, don't we?
Absolutely. And you know, I think it's interesting how when something like that happens, where somebody pushes our buttons and we react automatically, we might walk away going, you know, that did not go well.
Yeah.
But we don't have a formula and to be able to behave differently. And that's really what's kind of interesting about, you know, this little soda idea is really useful. You can kind of put it in your pocket.
Stop, observe, decide, and take action.
Yep.
And the first three take reflection.
Exactly.
Before
yep.
you do anything, what I like is the ratio of thinking and doing, 3-1.
And that's, you know, the first step, that stop part is the hardest one.
Yeah.
And if you can just stop for just a microsecond and just realize that, particularly when you're dealing with employees or customers who are pushing your buttons, if you can just remember to have a soda and just stop for just a millisecond, and then you're able to see it very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite handy. And, you know, I used it with my customer service reps, and it was almost magical how when they got this idea, the soda idea, and used it with their customers, it was transforming.
Well, it also slows everything down, doesn't it?
Yes.
Isn't speed and haste and urgency in a situation where you're dealing with customers who are unhappy, isn't that kind of an igniter? And doesn't taking more time and slowing down and being more deliberate, doesn't that kind of bring the boil down a little bit?
It does. It does. And I think when you're in a highly structured and high-paced working environment, it's very easy to start spinning. And one of the strategies that our main character in the book understands and learns is this idea about unplugging. And unplugging, and that we were using the headset, you know, unplug your headset
right.
to release from the chaos. And when she was able to just take a couple of minutes a day to unplug, and really that's just another word for meditation.
Right.
And she's able to do that. That transfers over to the ability to be in the moment
right.
when you need to be.
Hold on to that thought. Barbara Burke is our guest. The book is called The Napkin, The Melon, and the Monkey. We're going to make her explain that right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage, helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's what we've got it there for, and we've been developing that for you and improving it, updating it every year for the last 12-plus years, so I hope you check that out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is all for you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to my website. Barbara Burke is with us. She has an outstanding website, too. Barbara, what is it?
It's barbaraburke.com.
B-U-R-K-E, Barbara. Correct. Like you would think Barbara would be spelled.
That's with right, the A, not with the Barbara Streisand way.
With the A in the middle, yeah, and the and Burke with an E on the end. Barbara
it.
Burke, and they can find your books there?
You know, the books are all available through Amazon and booksellers.
All right.
But what is there is something I call Monday Ahas, and I have a subscription available for that.
Oh.
There's 22 ahas in this book.
Right.
And besides the soda, besides unplugging, there's 22 ahas that the main character has throughout the story. And so I have a Monday Aha that I do, a subscription, and you can also see it on my blog.
All right.
And it's I take one aha each Monday, and I talk about it as it relates to life and work.
Unforgettable life lessons, folks. That's what those are. And you can find that at barbaraburke.com. Barbara, what's a napkin, a melon, and a monkey?
Well, you know, you really have to read the story to get the whole point. But I'll tell you this. The wisdom that is transferred from that wise woman to the main character is in the form of stories.
Mm-hmm.
So in the story, Isabel, the wise woman, offers advice when the main character gets into a jam or runs into life situations that are very similar to the ones that we all run into. And instead of giving direct advice and saying, this is what you should do, she has a different strategy. And what she does is she tells a story. And these are fables or parables that have been passed on through her Hispanic ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And so the napkin and the melon and the monkey are all symbolic of these stories that she shares with them. But frankly, what they really are stories that have been around for 2,500 years, and they're based in the Buddhist tradition. So
right.
They're really Buddhist teaching stories that I
mm-hmm.
sort of repackaged.
All the way back to Confucius, probably. And
yeah.
and so check it out, folks. The book is The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey. Now, Barbara, these are two women telling each other stories. Sometimes I've heard women speaking to each other, and I didn't understand, as a guy, I didn't understand what they were saying. But gentlemen, I want you to know, I have the book in front of me. You won't have that problem here. Barbara's done a good job of dumbing it down so you and I can understand it, guys.
Stop that. Well, really, you know, Jim, this is all just repackaged ancient wisdom.
Yeah.
And, you know, the soda idea is mindfulness. Unplugging is meditation. The stories that are shared are ancient teaching stories. And so I think one of the reasons that the book really resonates is the sort of universal message that all of this information in the book is really universal.
What is Olivia, what do you think is the big thing that Olivia learns after she spends her time with her mentor here? What do you think is the big thing that she learns? What's the global thing that she learns?
The global thing she learns is that there's no such thing as a difficult situation. And that situations in and of themselves are not difficult. We're the ones that put the spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not so much what happens to you in life, it's what you do with what happens. And those are two of the 22 ahas that she has. But more than anything, I think she learns, which is a lesson, ironically, that I've learned in my life, is that she doesn't need to be the general manager of the universe.
Really? I thought I was.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, trust me, if you resign from that position, life gets a heck of a lot.
The general manager of the universe. I like that.
So she was a control freak. Actually, in the book, she just has this huge aha moment, like, oh, okay, part of my problem is I'm trying to control the uncontrollable.
I can take a break. I can take some pressure off of me here.
Yeah, boy, when you do that, boy, it's just amazing how life gets so much simpler.
I know some people like that, by the way. I often ask them what's the color of the sky in your world.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the key idea. I think that's one of the things that she learned.
And we
frankly,
all know,
you know
people,
that Olivia's journey is very much like my own.
We all know people like that, folks. And if you think of somebody like that, buy this book and send it to them anonymously. But before you do. Make sure you dog ear the aha moment about you don't have to be the general manager of the universe.
That's right. That's not so subtle, Jim. But
right.
Maybe they'll get the point.
Well, that's the reason you do it anonymously. See.
I like that.
So what else do you think she learned?
You know, that was probably one of the biggest things. And then the other thing she also learned is to try to be more generous and compassionate.
Yeah.
And that was one of the really wonderful qualities of the wise woman is that. He just looked at every customer call as being an opportunity to be generous, and she looked at every customer call as a gift in disguise, which I know is a bit of a stretch.
Well, it is. No, it is for your business. It is a gift. When a customer calls and tells you they're not happy, they have given you a gift, haven't they?
Yep, that's so true.
Because the worst thing that could have happened would not be that they call, but that they didn't call.
And it gives you an opportunity to fix it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, in today's world, with social media being such a part of our life and is going to continue to be, if you don't take the opportunity to diffuse and to solve some of the bad feelings that are out there, you're going to have a lot of things building up that will take you down. Barbara, will you come back another day?
Oh, I'd love to.
I've enjoyed having you here. Barbara Burke, and put a .com on the end of that, and that's your website, right?
That's it. That's
Burke with an E. The book is The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey by Barbara Burke. Barbara, thanks for being here. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.